came up 19 and 13.
Again, the next year?
Yes, ma'am. Jody. Mm-hmm. And everybody had to go to the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you moved into town, into Forest City, how big was Forest City in those days? Was it a very big town?
Well,
in 36 when you moved in?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
It was considered a big town.
Yes, ma'am, but she have grown since I've been here in these 30 years, see?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It have
yeah.
grown.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, they have done a lot of building, see? Mm-hmm. Since mm-hmm. I have moved here and built
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first moved here and built, now I was over there. The school with me for 5 years to build, to buy my property over there. And they bought my property over there and moved me over here.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
they did.
Mm-hmm.
I was right up. Well, when I moved, when I bought there, wasn't that house over there. And just two houses over on this side.
Mm-hmm.
Now it done filled up. Then the school began to want that property. But I was over on the side of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to want that property for the school,
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
Cause the children, they want that for the children, so. I soon let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
And they done nicely by me.
Mm-hmm.
They really
mm-hmm.
was nice.
That's good.
It sure was.
Well, this is awfully nice.
Well, thank you.
Really
thank
nice
thank
house.
You. Well, thank
yeah.
you.
She said that. Miss Smith said you really had a beautiful house.
Well, thank you.
Well, she was telling us about how she lost her house.
Well, she sure did.
Yeah.
Honey, it was a stretching time. I was, it went like a train.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I was right there. And my biggest boy walked to the window, that's why he was there. He said, "Oh, mama, what a storm." I stepped to right there, and I looked up and see. I said, "Lord, don't blow us away." That's what I said. Now I stepped back. Then no wind hit us or nothing. Woman's highway across there looked like the top was gonna go over hood.
Mm-hmm.
See, and she always don't care what I look or she comes to me. Storm comes, she know I can't see, but she just be satisfied here in my house with me. See,
mm-hmm.
and she do it. She come any time of night, any time of day. A storm coming up like I'm gonna be a storm. She's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the door to tell her to hurry up and come on, but the storm was so severe. She run and laid down on the floor.
Mm.
She saw it coming. It was fierce. It was so fierce. That greenhouse. It's a fierce. I'm telling you, it was fierce that day.
Mm-hmm.
Dark. And rolled just like a train.
Mm.
And I said, children's in the kitchen eating. I says, y'all hush. Exactly, that's a storm coming. And went just like a train rolling.
So you didn't know ahead of time, you had not heard it on TV or anything?
No, ma'am, we hadn't heard it on TV. And I didn't get scared until about 3 or 4 days after.
Mm-hmm.
When I went through and saw all of that, it just fit. I got real scared.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't go out. We wouldn't go out while we could see it or nothing. I just stayed in my yard and my boy and other folks were just right. And we see these buses, with these big buses coming in, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I know something happened, they couldn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
But they all came through up this way. And we could see them, but we knew something had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And they come on them buses.
Mm.
But you talking about stretching time. These white folks and colored folks got together that night. They worked all night. All night.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their microphone going, telling us which way to do, what to do and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have homes. They would pick them up and carry them down to the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm. To the Civic Center?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. They done that. They certainly did help these folks here. And they were putting them down and going to the hospital and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was stretching time.
Mm-hmm. I was curious about